Hey, I am just so excited today to have you all listen to a friend of mine, Janice Freeman, and what she does for her ministry. It is just remarkable, and she and her husband and the friends that join her are able to impact a lot of people.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Well, I'm really excited to hear about your ministry. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I'd be happy to. Back in 2003, God gave me an idea about putting scripture on labels that go on bottled water. And it took some time for me to figure out exactly what he wanted on the label. And so I spent a lot of time in prayer and determining, you know, what he actually wanted for the ministry. And initially I thought it was to go sell the bottled water to other ministries, for them to use it in their outreaches and evangelism efforts. But then God showed me that, no, he wanted me out on the streets with it, doing street evangelism, which is something that I never, ever would have dreamed I'd be doing. So now what we do is we go down to downtown San Diego, and we set up a table by the cruise ships where they come in. On the table, we have Christian tracts, Bibles, CDs with messages from pastors on them, and many different types of things that we give away besides the water. And we give away the water for free. And so many people come visit San Diego from all over the world. So we are truly evangelizing to the world because of the tourist trade here in San Diego. And so God gives us many opportunities to share the gospel with people. And we also have tracts in foreign languages, so it's pretty fun to see the reactions of some of our visitors from foreign countries and be able to give them a tract in their language and how astonished really they are when that happens. And we just ask God to continue to draw people to us, and he honors that prayer. And we see people receive Christ occasionally, but more than anything, it's planting seeds and ministering to our brothers and sisters in Christ.
How do you decide what kinds of information you want on the table? What lectures or messages from what pastors? Is that something you do? Do you have a specific topic of mind that you have out for people, or is it just information you think they'll enjoy? Or
Most everything that we hand out are evangelism-based, mm-hmm. To be able to share the gospel, the good news of what Christ did for us on the cross, and that he conquered death and mm-hmm. rose again, and that when we receive him as our Lord and Savior, we become his child. So we have many opportunities through different messages that pastors have that talk about being born again and really being led by the Spirit for what to offer. We do have some basics that we do give away, like the Gospel of John is a pretty standard one that we give away.
Foundational.
Yeah, and then many Bibles, too. And it the ebb and flow, it's all different all the time. Sometimes three Bibles will go on one day, and then the next time we set up, maybe one Bible or two Bibles in a month. So it just depends on what God's doing.
Are the Bibles all in English?
Yes.
Okay.
All the Bibles we give away are in English.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you had this idea and you prayed about it and the Lord said to do that, did you just get a table and chairs and go down to the terminal and set it up? Or did you have to go through any bureaucratic steps to be able to have permission to do that?
Actually, being down at the Embarcadero, we did. We just set up. And we always pray about everything. That's the foundation. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only way things get done is through God. And so we lift everything up to him. And we've had some complaints about us being there. They're very, very few. But we, you know, the police and the Port Authority down at the Embarcadero, we're not breaking the law. They can't hinder our free speech. And when you're giving away things, you know, people are attracted to that. They like that idea. And so it just opens a lot of doors to be able to share.
Mm-hmm.
And share with those even that may not be happy that we're there. They can see that we're not trying to push anybody or choose for anyone mm-hmm. that we're looking to love people.
Well, I remember the first time I saw your water, I was at the coffee cart at school, and I picked up a bottle and I read it and I said, this is so neat. And one of the other moms said, oh, the family that goes to the school does this. So I knew mm-hmm. I wanted to find out about it because I think it's such a wonderful tool. What are some of the more remarkable things you've experienced as a result of this ministry?
Oh, it's so amazing to see God's hand in things, especially when we have specific prayers that we pray, and to see how He draws specific people that fit that prayer. Early this year, I had received some Bibles. Somebody donated some Bibles to us, and they were all King James Version Bibles. And when I got the gift, I was like, wow, okay, Lord, but is everybody going to want these, you know, mm-hmm. because it's King James and not always as easy to understand. Mm-hmm. Well, once again, you know, Jesus shows me He's on the throne. And I brought the Bibles down and put them out. And we always do a devotional and pray before we start handing out the water. And this one fella came up that was homeless. He said, I heard you guys are giving away Bibles. And I said, yes, we are. Would you like to have one? He said, I only want it if it's a King James Version Bible. And I was like, oh, Lord. You know, convicted of my sin for even thinking, you know, that I need to get myself out of the way and let God yes. do the work. And, you know, that gentleman was happy to have a King James Version. He was actually a pastor's kid.
Oh.
And a different kind of story for him. Yeah. But and also, I was given a couple of Spanish Bibles. And that was the same day. The gal brought him that day. And one of the pedicab drivers came up, and he was chatting with one of the gals and told her that he was from Chile and that he was a Christian, and he sure would like to have a Bible, but it would be great if it was in both Spanish and English. And the gal opened up the Bible, and it was in both Spanish and English, a parallel version. You know, once again, God is showing Himself as Jehovah Jireh. God provides.
So faithful. That just gives me chills all over my whole body mm-hmm. hearing it.
Those are Jesus bumps.
Yeah, yeah, really. Now, how long have you been doing this?
Actually, being out on the street, at the end of 2004, or like the end of summer 2004, August, September, we just started to go down occasionally. And I wasn't sure exactly. I'd never done it before, so I wasn't sure what to do. And but God knew what He was doing with me, because then in 2005 He called me to the Horizon School of Evangelism, and God used that school to show me more of Himself and to sanctify me and get some things right with me. And He's still working on me. Believe me, I'm a work in progress. But you know, I learned a great deal about who He is and His love for us, and that He is a just God, and He's in charge. And so that really helped me be able to see and get different ideas of what we can be doing out on the street.
Mm-hmm. So you've been doing it since 2004?
Yes.
And when did you start doing it? Do you do it every week now?
Well, I've been trying not to be so much striving with it, to mm-hmm. try and get out there every week. I've just been praying about it. We're out at least 3 days, 3 days a month with it. Mm-hmm. And we've started to put in a couple of different days. Usually it's on Tuesdays, because that's when the cruise ships come in. Mm-hmm. And this summer, I felt led that we should do it on Fridays a couple of times, and we did, probably 6 times on Fridays. And now I'm feeling like that we need to throw Saturdays in occasionally, because it does give other opportunities for our brothers and sisters that have to work be able to come alongside us mm-hmm. and have an opportunity to see what it's like to do street evangelism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
how many people help you?
It just depends. Our group can be as small as 3 of us to as big as like 8 of us. And on a Saturday, there was like 15 of us.
Wow.
Which is, that's, you know, a blessing.
Yes.
You know, to have so many hands and feet to help. So, Sheila, one of the things that is such a blessing is to have our brothers and sisters in Christ who pray for us and pray for the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the gals came alongside and she emailed me this prayer for our ministry team. And it's out of Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 and 5. And she's using scripture to pray for the team. And it says, Lord God and Father, we pray for this ministry team that you would give them the tongue of the learned, that they would know how to speak a word to those that are weary. May you awaken them morning by morning to read the scriptures and to listen to what you have to say to them. Awaken their ear to hear as the learned as they delve into your word. Open their ears, Lord God, and help them not to be rebellious or to turn away in fear, but be obedient in doing what you ask them. In Jesus' name, amen. So this prayer was sent out to a whole group of people that are praying for
mm-hmm.
the ministry.
Yeah.
And the day that we went out, we were giving out waters and sharing, and a gal came by, got a water. I saw her go by and grab it from one of the folks that come alongside us. And she came back with a smile on her face, and she came to the table, and I was standing there. And she said, this is really great that you guys are doing this. And I said, well, it's all about Jesus. And she said, well, I know, I'm a Christian. I said, oh, good, good. And she leaned forward to me and she said, do you have a word for me today? And I was like, oh, my, inside. And I asked God, where do we go? What do you have to say? What do you want in this? And I asked her, I said, well, let me grab my Bible. I said, well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? She said, do you have something you can share with me today? And I said, okay. Is it okay if I would ask you some personal questions? And she said, okay, it's okay. And I just looked at her and I said, what's going on inside? And she started to talk to me and started to pour her heart out. And then she started crying tearfully, telling me what was going on in her life. And it's just amazing to me how God does draw people to us.
Mm-hmm.
When we pray His scripture, you cannot go wrong praying
mm-hmm.
His scripture, no
mm-hmm.
matter what. He was just able to love her like He would intend us to love her and share with her and pray with her. So it's just awesome to see, you know, what God does. And it's different, again, every time. And it's so awesome, too, to see the brothers and sisters that come alongside and step out in faith to do this ministry. We have people from the body of Christ join us from all walks of life. We're all knitted together by the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
all of us as
mm-hmm.
brothers and sisters. And people have the gifts of evangelism. They have the gift of mercy and just teaching, everything. And so it's so awesome to see how God uses all of everybody's gifts and skills together, because
mm-hmm.
we're all different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just praise Him for all the people He sends that are faithful to come, like my husband Grant, Ozzy, Sherry, Norma. These are a core group of folks that come regularly down to the Embarcadero.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, when you were reading that prayer, I was thinking that would be a great prayer for everybody to pray
mm-hmm.
every single day. Because it is about being obedient and listening to the Lord
yes.
and being in Scripture.
That's right. That's right. And that's what I would ask. I have another prayer here that we had sent out this summer. And again, it was amazing to see God use this prayer. And I was wondering, when we close here today, if you wouldn't mind praying this for us, Sheila?
Absolutely.
That would be really great. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, may this ministry team take careful heed to do the commandment and the law to love you, to walk in all your ways, to keep your commandments, to hold fast to you, and to serve you with all their heart and with their soul. Make them see the doors you open for them to speak and the mystery of Christ, that they may make it manifest as they ought to speak. Have them walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let their speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that they may know how they ought to answer each one. May their love be without hypocrisy. May they choose to abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. In these evil days, may they serve you with all their hearts as they walk in wisdom and watch for Jesus' return. Amen. And this is from Joshua 22:5, Colossians 4:6, Luke 12:13, and Romans 12:9. Now, if people want to send donations to you or send Bibles to you, how can they do that?
They can go on the web and reach us there at www.reignwater.org, or they can call at 858-342-8561.
Well, I'm sure that there are lots of people out there that will be really interested in donating to you or hearing more about your ministry or contacting you to help. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's really an awesome thing to hear about.
Thank you so much, Sheila, for letting me come in and talk to you about what God is doing through Reignwater.
Praise God.
Praise Him.